he was saying that he thought the key to you competing with deep balls yesterday was you threw them with more touch. You guys had a conversation about that a couple weeks ago, maybe. I mean, what was that like? Did you feel like you're throwing that ball better?
Yeah, you know, it's about just giving our guys an opportunity to go up and get it. You know, we've been working on it in practice, and finally we were able to put it out in the game field.
Now that Gordon is eligible to play, probably spend the whole week working extra with him. How much have you thrown to him? Because I know he's running scout team part of the week, but not the other part of the week. How much familiarity do you need this week with him?
I think it's going to be imperative for me to go out there and spend some extra time with him, as we do with all the receivers. I think we've been in this situation a couple times with new guys joining the roster throughout this year. So, you know, we're going to, you know, hop right back on the plane that we have with all the other new guys, obviously with an emphasis on him coming in and having a huge impact as soon as possible.
You were asked a couple weeks ago, I think, if you had watched any film with him, and you said, no, you're just focused on the guys that you have to prepare with for the week and that. But as Tony Luke, now that he's eligible to be back, have you done some research of, on him and just what a dynamic player he is, and how excited are you to have someone with that kind of talent to throw to?
Yeah, you know, we got to watch him practice last week with his speed and size. He's obviously a tremendous talent, and we're looking forward to allowing him to, you know, make some big plays for us. It's going to be on me to make sure that I spend as much time as I can with him to understand, you know, the way he thinks and the way that, you know, he wants the ball in his hand, and make sure that I can put it there for him.
Your work on your touch resulting in much more successful ball being for you?
Yeah, you know, we've spent the last, you know, 11 weeks in practice trying to do whatever we can to push the ball vertical. It's all about giving our guys an opportunity on catching the ball, and I was able to do so last week.
When you said after the game, you said you're not worried about your development, it's all about wins. And I think you said similar to that before, but I mean, was there kind of a tipping point for you where it just got to that's all the focus is about?
Yeah, you know, it's you know, I'm starting to get tired of coming in and listening to the same, you know, pump-up speech. I'm tired of watching some of these guys who, once again, put their bodies on the line every week. And not rewarding those guys with victories. You know, there's a lot of guys in here who've played in this league quite some time who haven't won. And it's on me in the position that I'm in as a quarterback here to do whatever I can to reward those guys with victories now.
The last quarterback who was in your position with Gordon coming back from a long suspension really felt the pressure to give him a ball. How do you resist that? He forced it a couple times.
Yeah, you know, this roster, I think, is a lot different than many of the rosters in the past. When you have Duke Johnson playing at the level he's playing at, you have David Njoku, who's proven to be a matchup nightmare himself. Corey Coleman is 100% now, and then you add him. So now we have guys all over the field. There isn't a specific pressure to get the ball to Josh. We know he is a playmaker, and we want the ball in his hands, but I think there's quite a few playmakers out there with us now that we'll be able to spread this ball out as much as we can.
Deshaun, I know you don't want to talk about yourself and your development, but in your mind, was yesterday a significant step for you?
Yeah, I think it was, you know, heading along the path that we want to be on. It's moving back to the direction that we wanted to head in. I think that Jacksonville obviously was not the direction we had planned for myself, but now I'm back on the path, and now it's about taking that to the next step, you know, adding Josh to this equation now and doing whatever we can to, you know, get ourselves some wins.
You've shown many times that you can bounce back. Just how important is it to start to find some consistency? So, it's not a high and then a low,
right,
but kind of stay where you're at.
It's very important. I think that in order to help the development of my teammates and the confidence of my teammates to go up, it requires me to play at the highest level I can every time I step out there. Obviously, you come out in Detroit and you put together a good offensive showing, and the team, you know, sets their standards there. And when you come down from that and then try to get back up to that, it doesn't allow everyone to have the right mesh that they should. So my consistency at the quarterback position, I think, is a big key on how we're going to continue to go out and have success on offense.
What one, if you name just one, what one aspect of your game do you think has improved most since the season over?
I think that my accuracy has gone up a little bit. You know, understanding the ins and outs on getting the ball to the guys and just giving them an opportunity, spending a lot of time with those guys and working on timing and practice, that has allowed me to, you know, put the ball in a place where our guys can go get it now.
You guys got another red zone in Cincinnati. Did you feel handcuffed at all? It appeared that there was some set up for field goals rather than throwing them in?
Well, you know, you got to take what the defense gives you. I think that the handcuffing came on our part when we were, you know, putting ourselves in bad positions with penalties. When you're stepping back and you're at second and 26 in the red zone, that's you know, uncalled for us, and it's not a good look on our part. Now you put a defense in an opportunity to get into a kind of a prevention defense, putting eight guys at the goal line, and it makes it very difficult. So now you're in a position where you got to settle for three rather than you know, trying to throw a ball up and getting it tipped in the wrong direction into the wrong hands.
At the end of the first half, you know, 20 seconds on the clock, you got the quick slant to Corey, and then you were able to get out, spike it, get the field goal unit on. But asked Hugh about it, he said just right now you're not equipped to take multiple shots to the end zone in that situation. What do you think needs to happen from your perspective so that you guys can position yourselves where you can really maximize that 20 seconds and get those multiple picks at the end zone?
Well, if you have some success in the red zone up into those 2 minutes, are you saying specifically in the 2 minute situation?
In that 20 second window,
yeah,
you know, you see quarterbacks, they can get 2-3 plays off into the end zone
right,
and still, if need be, get the field goal unit off.
Right. Well, if you come out in the first four drives of that half, five drives of that game, and continually get into the red zone and have some success in the red zone, now you're putting the pressure on the defense to make them make a decision on what they want to do, whether they want to stop the run, whether they want to stop the quick game, stop the deep ball. And then you can kind of, you know, push in the direction of that at the end of the half on whatever they're giving you. At the time, we got into the red zone multiple times and we weren't able to put up touchdowns. So the defense was, you know, they kind of had the upper hand on us, and they were able to play back and, you know, force us to keep the ball underneath. In our situation, I think at the time, a field goal was the best thing for us. We just want to make sure that we continue to ride that momentum into the second half and do whatever we can to start scoring in the second half and not ending in three and trying to end in six.
Your first year at Notre Dame, you had a Will Fuller to throw to, and obviously you could see the benefit of having that, and he wasn't there for your next year. When you look out there and you see Josh Gordon, I mean, does it remind you of what it's like to have, you know, a guy like that can be your big go-to guy?
No, it doesn't remind me of that at all. Will Fuller is an awesome, fast, you know, small talent. Josh Gordon is 6'4". You know, 227 pounds. I haven't played with anyone like him. This is going to be a new experience for me. I think that I've been able to look out and see a lot of great talent around us that has continued to develop with Ricardo, Richard, you know, Corey. All those guys have been able to go out there and make some big plays for us. Kenny's been out there making big plays now. I think it's going to be the first time ever where I can step out there and see four guys who are all big playmakers, and it's about making sure I make the right decision, getting the ball to the guy who's open, and allowing them to make the play with the ball afterwards.
Now, how did Josh can play? It's not just practice. I know you guys go out and get up for every game, but is there any added energy or excitement among the guys that have this guy coming?
Once again, I think that he's going to be a great asset. I think that, yes, it's going to be a big help for us on offense. But if you are still looking for something to get you up after being 0-11, then you're not playing the right sport. You're not in the right industry. And I think that at 0-11, the only thing that should be driving you is your first win. So I think that we're all right back in here on a Monday looking ready to getting ourselves ready to go out and have another good week of preparation, doing a little more, pushing a little harder so we can get out there and get our first win.
A couple weeks ago we asked you, do you guys talk about wanting to avoid that history of going winless? And you said, not really at this point. We're focused week to week.
Yeah.
I mean,
same situation.
Does that change at all?
No, same situation. I think that, you know, every opportunity, every week provides a new opportunity to get a win. It provides a new opportunity to develop yourself individually and develop us as a collective team. And I think that right now it's more focused in on how can we go out there and take these last five games and try to make it five W's, because I think that the whole narrative changes if we can go out there and put a string together, you know, a couple wins in a row. We're not in that position right now to be worried about, you know, the history and you know, the winless season. We're in a position right now where we can go out and really make a stamp for who we are as an offense, who we are as a defense, a special teams group, and obviously collectively as a team.
You didn't have a bet with Hogan on that Stanford game, did you?
I plead the fifth.
Stanford jersey.
After putting on my my Hurricanes t-shirt, there's no more t-shirts going to be put on. I can tell you that much.
Did you come through the game okay? I mean, I know you left in the first half, but it seemed like you took a bunch of hits.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. Completely healthy. You know, ready to get back out there to get myself into a position to go win a game.
Hey, we know that, you know, David Njoku, the one week when he had the rib injury, he was like, you know, texting you and everything like that. But you make a throw like you made to Corey Coleman. Does Corey come to you in that way? And
absolutely. You know, those are guys that I've been able to create some good relationships with off the field. I think that's what allows us to have the chemistry we have on the field. Those conversations, obviously, we keep between us, but it's still in the same direction where they have my back just as much as I have theirs.
Thank you.